to the Fondcast. I'm Stefan Rudd. If the deep state had it their way, if they had it the way that they want it, all of us would be slaves again. The party of slavery, the party of Jim Crow. Jim Crow isn't real, but the party of Jim Crow, the party of standing in schoolhouse doors, they've not left the ideas of slavery, of being segregated based on race. They have not left those ideas on it alone of mass control of people to make them do things that they don't want to do. They have not seen the American people, certain groups or certain types, as humans yet. And they're still in power here, y'all. This is the same party that in the 60s went against everything that Martin Luther King tried to do. Voted against. They're still to this day trying to relitigate how wrong the 13th Amendment is by accusing it of being a racist amendment that's designed to enslave people legally. And they do documentaries on this stuff, and they have an entire documentary of this on Netflix called The 13th, where they make the argument that is racist because of the fact that it legalizes prison, or rather being a prisoner, which really it doesn't. It just establishes that you are free as Americans unless you commit a crime. Then you have limited rights in prison. They never tell you that the 13th Amendment is the amendment that fully abolishes slavery completely. And when you make something an amendment of the Constitution, you make it permanent. They've always wanted to end, to end freedom. They've always wanted to stop the people from having the ability to move around and do what they want to do, enjoy their lives, the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. They've always wanted to limit that. They just stopped making it about black and white and made it about class. And I've always said in the past that racism didn't go away, but it just is not as influential anymore as it used to be. They're now dividing people by class, by affiliations. You're a part of this party. They're a part of that party. You're, rich and poor. Every headline that's in the mainstream media is designed to pit someone against somebody else, because the name of the game is divide and conquer. You put the Christians against the Muslims, even though we disagree on a spiritual level. I have Muslim friends. I know people, some of you out there are shocked right now and say, "Oh, Stefan, heresy." No. I have Muslim friends. I have friends who are agnostic. I have friends that worship Buddha. We can sit down and watch a game on TV at Buffalo Wild Wings. We can go have, fun with our kids in the park. Why do I have to shun that person individually because they disagree with me on religion? But that is what they want us to be. Divisive by religion, by color. Critical race theory is the attempt to relitigate segregation, and also re-engineer race wars, where now is still racism. You're still making people mad. You're just now attacking the white folks and making the white folks grow up angry at black folks because they have to bow down and kiss the feet of black people since their ancestors did wrong. It's lunacy. And now we have the COVID thing going on here, where now if you get the vaccine, you're in one part, you're in one section. This is what they want. They want to have you in one section. And if you don't have the vaccine, they want to put you either in the camp or somewhere off to the side where you won't, quote unquote, kill everyone else. This is all about segregation, y'all. The dividing and conquering this to bring us back under their control as slaves. I saw a piece in Breitbart where the headline actually says the Biden administration asks Americans to report potentially radicalized friends and family. So we're not only being divided by party, by race, by COVID vaccine versus not versus being anti-vax. We're now being divided by, well, who do you like? Do you like Trump? We need to make sure that you don't get to go around and make other people like Trump. What are they going to do? Put us in the gulag? What are they going to do? And so we're seeing the agenda of the Democratic Party, not just the Democratic Party, but those who are also in the Republican Party who are on board with all of this. Not the whole party, but there are a large number. Most of them are. Half of them are. We're seeing their agenda. And if you don't think people are waking up behind this, you're mistaken. There's a lot of folks that are waking up because they're seeing similarities between now and Hitler's rise to power. Although Hitler had a better platform, Hitler was more liked than Biden was. Believe it or not, y'all. Hitler was loved around the world. He was on the cover of Time magazine, y'all, as Man of the Year. Hitler was well loved. It was only when he started to behave the way he did that people began to pretend. They pretended to hate him. Well, I know the people did, but I mean the elite ruling class, they pretended to hate him. They didn't hate Hitler. They envied Hitler because Hitler had all, he had the controls. And they were secretly hoping that he would succeed. A lot of, not every nation, obviously, but the ones who are evil with power. They wanted him to succeed and become the gold standard for how to take over a country and then a world. They want the control. And this is what we're saying now here. We're saying they're trying to divide us, and now they're asking you to turn in people. They're going to arrest you on thought crimes. Are they going to arrest you on affiliations now? What's next? You serve Jesus? Lock him up. What's next? And so we're seeing them operate in plain sight, and they're doing it so fast that it's waking people up. Before, they would move slow, pass this law, pass that law. The law is like 1,000 pages long. You never knew it was in the bill, but somehow, some way, it's in the bill. That's how they like to work, to slow roll us. So because if you know how you drive the car and your baby sleep in the car, and you're afraid to make a sharp turn or a hit that hill a little too fast because she might wake up. Why? Because when you move too fast, you wake people up. And right now, they're moving so fast that they're waking people up. We are beginning to see. I've seen, but people that didn't see before are beginning to see what's happening here and why we need to stop this from happening any further. And you know what? It's the right strategy. We're going to end this. We're going to stop this, God willing. And we have the help of the Marines, the Navy, the Air Force, a large part of the Army, and more importantly, God himself, who's using Donald Trump in these times. Follow me on Facebook, facebook.com/StephanRudd. I'm surprised I'm still on Facebook. I've been trying to get banned for the last 2 weeks. Maybe Zuckerberg is somewhere, you know, in the camp somewhere being interrogated, because I don't know what's going on. I'm like, dude, you haven't even stopped me. You haven't even fact checked none of my stuff yet. So I don't know what's going on. But hey, I'm there for now. Facebook.com/StephanRudd. I'm also at Telegram, t.me/StephanRudd. The same posts I post on Facebook, I also post on Telegram. If you don't see me on Facebook at any time for a whole day, then I'm probably banned or whatnot. So just come to Telegram, add me on there, and you'll see the same stuff there. I also do a video version of this podcast. There's no video yet, just regular still images. I'm waiting for the kids to go back to camp and everything, so they can get out of the house and I can do more things that, you know, that are pretty engaging here. you can follow me and watch the videos also on rumble.com. That's rumble.com/c/StephanRudd. Go there, subscribe, and then the site is still down because I'm gonna start from scratch, but when it's ready, up and ready again, it will be defoncast.com. Just bookmark that site so that when it is up and ready, you already have it on your bookmarks, okay? And that's it for now. Okay. So they're trying to divide and conquer us. They're trying to put us back into camps, put us back into their custody. You know, they're trying to shut down any movements that's going to be disruptive to their movement. And their movement is to conquer the world, to have power, have influence. And Joe Biden really did say this, by the way. This is in the Breitbart piece. It says Biden administration asks Americans to report potentially radicalized friends and family. And here what he's saying. And of course, they're calling it, I'm going to read the first paragraph because I think it's funny. Not really, but it is. President Joe Biden's administration announced their plans to create ways for Americans to report radicalized friends and family to the government in an effort to fight domestic terrorism. So now you are a domestic terrorist because of what you believe. You're now a domestic terrorist now for supporting Trump. This involves creating context in which those who are family members or friends, this is a few paragraphs down. I skipped a lot of stuff here. This involves creating context in which those who are family members or friends or coworkers, so now your friends at work now, could be your worst enemies, know that there are pathways and avenues to raise concerns and seek help for those who they have perceived to be radicalizing and potentially radicalizing towards violence. So now let me translate what they're saying here to you. Because you say, well, I'm not doing that, so I'll be fine. If you're wearing your MAGA hat, or if your friend at work knows that you are a Trump supporter, you are a MAGA head, okay, a MAGA supporter, they're going to say, the MAGA supporters, they were the ones who broke into the Capitol on January 6th. We need to make sure that this doesn't happen again. I think he's getting radicalized. That's all they have to do. And now you're on the terrorist watch list because someone know that you're a MAGA head. Are you hearing me? That's their plan. That's what they want. It suggests the entire thing is suggestive. Am I saying it right? Suggestive. You know, I'm black, man. You know, we can't say words anyway. You know what I'm saying? when we say words, we make words up. You know, our words are created from scratch. But what was I? So they want to report you for being right. Now, here's the thing. Define radicalized. Oh, you don't know what it is, do you? Because it's hard to define a word without defining the word. When you say radicalized, report people who are being radicalized, that's a different meaning for every person you talk to. You say, well, for potential violence. Okay, well, I can say that, you know, well, he's a MAGA supporter. He wears a MAGA hat. And they rioted, you know, on January 6th. Therefore, I feel threatened. And now all of a sudden what they're really saying is identify those people who support Trump. If you have a Q shirt on, or if they know that you follow Q, they can report you for following Q, because they've already put it in the news now that Q is responsible for terrorist attacks. So now you're a terrorist for following Q. This is what George Orwell was talking about. Thought crimes. Years and years and years in advance. They want to be able to criminalize thought. Criminalize, you know, ideas. Even if in your mind you like somebody needs to go in there and start shooting people. But you never say it. You're never going to do it. You just seem like you wish it, that someone will go over there and just take them down. Because you're a part of, you know, that thought, even though they don't even know what you're thinking, they can put that thought in your head, in their mind. They can say, well, he's thinking about killing everybody. And now all of a sudden you're a terrorist. Huh? Are you hearing me? This is what they want to do. So now what does this do? It causes you to be divided against the person that you're surrounded by, because you may disagree politically, but you may like that person on a personal level. You may like their philosophy on life, family, maybe even religion. Okay, you might like the same sports team. You may enjoy all kinds of things that make us human, and then all of a sudden, you know, they can just fear that you're going to be a problem because you're a MAGA supporter, and you're done if they have their way. This is what they want, y'all. This is control, and it's the same party that's behind the same tactics. Let me move on. Here's a piece in the Independent, the UK edition here. It says, Obama predicts new religions could arise if proof of aliens discovered. What? Now, I don't believe that this is really Obama. I believe they're using the old photograph of him. I believe Obama is no longer here anymore. I think Obama has been taken away to Gitmo, possibly executed. This is what I believe. They're using old photographs of him. Old video footage of him or CGI. Laugh at me if you want to. I don't care. Go ahead and laugh. Do not care. But the fact that, you know, for sake of argument, they're saying Obama said this. So now we're beginning to understand why this UFO thing is coming into play all of a sudden here. They're trying to start something that hasn't happened yet. What is that? They're trying to create a new invisible enemy so that they can have a reason to attack no one or to have more mandates. Just look at the COVID. The COVID was an invisible enemy. You can't see it. You know, they were telling you, oh, it's so deadly, you can't even tell when you have it. You can walk around and be asymptomatic. No symptoms in yet, and you're giving everybody the COVID. It's an unseen enemy. Well, how can you prove it? How do you prove that it exists if I can walk around and not know I have it? That's part of their narrative. Just like aliens. You can't prove it. But now here's Obama saying that they might be starting a religion behind this. New religions. You know, this is a serious journalism, you know, journalistic paper saying this. So, it's a former president of Barack Obama predicted the concrete evidence. Notice how when he talked, when he addressed Obama, it's former. When he addressed Trump, is president. Notice that? Former President Barack Obama predicted that concrete evidence of alien life would fundamentally change global society. Hear that word again. In an interview published Tuesday. So, I'm not going to go on and read any more of this garbage because you see where it's going. He's alleging that there's a chance that there could be a global religion behind the aliens. A global religion behind aliens. Why? Because we have all these people who believe that the Anunnaki come from, you know, from another planet, Planet X or Nibiru, Nibiru. And then they're going to come down here and start, you know, they really believe, the people out there, they actually believe this crap. They don't believe that they're demons. These are demons. But they believe that they're aliens from a different planet to start a new religion. Now, in the piece now, he says that this is a national crisis. This is a global crisis that we have to find ways to protect from radicalized people who are forming a new religion. What are they trying to say? Let me make this clear for you. This is the beginning of the persecution of the Church of Jesus Christ. I don't mean the Mormons. I'm saying Jesus' name. Just say it. This is the beginning of that, y'all. They've already criminalized thought now. If you find someone that likes Trump, let us know. They already criminalized not having a vaccine, which is illegal, to force it on somebody. They already criminalized going to work when they've told you to stay home. Are you hearing me? They criminalized going to church. They criminalized, you know, you speaking out, you know, against COVID. You know, and have, you know, if you're a doctor and you speak out against it, they criminalize that. So now they're criminalizing religion now. And so what are you going to say? God is the alien. God is the real alien. Well, who believe in God? The Christians do. Well, not, I'm sure others believe they believe in God, but in my opinion, only Christians believe in God. Everyone else believe in men who have died and haven't come back from the dead yet. We believe that Jesus Christ died and rose again. He ain't dead no more. He's alive. Muhammad is dead. Buddha's dead. You know, I'm not talking evil about anyone. I'm just saying, all of your gods are dead. Our God is alive still. He's the only one that came back alive again. So when they're talking about that, he's talking about us. It's a stone's throw away to just say, God is an alien. His angels are aliens. There's an invasion coming here. And now we have to find a way to defend against them. And so they're going to use this, y'all. They're going to suddenly begin to shift this narrative towards God being an alien. It won't work on Christians, but it'll work on those who are agnostic, those who are atheists, those who don't believe in religion, those who probably worship other religions, maybe, depending on what they are. It's going to work on them. It might work on the Jews for a little while, but it's not going to work for long because the Jews, you know, are the chosen people that God, you know, of God. But the point is, they're getting ready to move into criminalizing religion, creating new religions. Right? There's no new religion. They're going to recategorize. You know how they rename a boy and a girl, a man and woman? They rename. You know, they say a boy is a man's woman now. We can go on. A life isn't a life. It has a heartbeat. It has legs. It has eyes. But it ain't life. They're renaming things so that they can form their agenda around it and crush it. Are you hearing me? So what's going to happen is they're going to shift this around on the Christians and criminalize going to church, criminalize worshiping God. They're going to call it a new religion. They're going to say, we have to. Why? Because we are the ones that are stopping them from doing everything that they want to do. We stop them. Some of us, you know, out here asleep. Here's a piece in the New York Post. It says, UFOs could threaten U.S. security, Post say at the Capitol Hill briefing. And in the piece here, I'm going to read some of this here. Capitol Hill lawmakers said Wednesday that UFOs could pose a pressing threat to America's national security as the polls emerged from a highly classified briefing with Navy and FBI officials on the unexplained phenomenon. Ahead of the release of a highly anticipated Pentagon report on unidentified flying objects before month's end, members of the House Intelligence Committee, Pelosi and them, received a hush-hush sneak preview inside a SCIF. You know, SCIF is what they use to look at files that are classified without being hacked or monitored by anyone else. It's impossible to hack that facility, okay? As for the existence of extraterrestrial life, the lawmakers largely left the secrets inside the surveillance proof room, declining to tell reporters. This is all just to make you believe that it's all real. That's it. Because the same people who said for years that it didn't exist are now telling you that it does. So you're going to trust the liars. The people who've lied for 50 years, how long has it been, are now telling you that okay, well, you know, yes, it's real. Well, which one is the truth? Because you anyway, I don't know how people trust liars. That's just me. But some did voice concerns that the UFOs, which may be espionage assets controlled by American foreign adversaries, in a possible explanation just slightly less terrifying than a vanguard of alien invasion, could pose a danger to national security. Let me stop here for a minute here. What they're saying is this here. We're going to straddle the fence here and see which one sticks. The aliens could be a threat that we can use. It's invisible. If you want to hit the grid with a laser from space or hit the grid with missiles and whatever and knock out city power, knock out city internets and whatever, you know, whatever. When they want to attack the US without having to go to war with anybody and lose foreign lives, they're probably going to try to use this unseen enemy, the alien invasion, as the reason why we got attacked. But in case that fails, they can blame it on Russia. Are you hearing me? In case that fails, they'll blame it on Russia. So now we have them straddling the fence, trying to figure out which one is going to work, which one would pay off. Why? Because we're almost to the end where the fraud is proven and the election is shown to be a fake and a fraud. And they have to explain away why the riot started, why attacks happened on power grids and data center grids, why, you know, everything has been blacked out. The TV sets might go off, you know, as far as the signal. The phones might go offline. Who knows? They have to explain away why the grid has been attacked. And they don't want to go to war because who would they fight with? The military is with Trump. Who do they want to use to fight Russia with? Russia knows what's going on. Putin and Trump are working together. Putin is in on the entire operation with Trump. They know this. They're just playing games. Who do they want to use to fight this war with? It won't be our forces. And without our forces, you will not win a war. So they make it invisible. But also, what else can it do? It says, UFOs, which may be espionage assets. That's a key word. Espionage. An asset is not necessarily a part of that particular foreign adversary. It's just someone who is working with them. So it could be Russia, but it's not really Russia. Russia used Trump, and Trump used us. So we're all assets of espionage. You see this, y'all? You see how they're trying to shape this? They're trying to move it in a direction that's going to allow them to take us all down at the same time. And if you are not, if you're out there and you're, I'm not going to diss you for believing in the aliens, but you're being played. You're walking right into the trap. Now, I believe that, you know, some of you out there will wake up when they try to blame us for the attacks. But I'm just saying, the point is, this is what they want. They want you to believe that aliens are real. So they can have this, you know, these stories stick. They're telling you a different story now about aliens because they have an agenda now. Are you hearing me? So at some point in time, we have to understand what they're using to fight us and push back. There's a piece here, you know, I'm going to read it because I'm make this one a little bit shorter than the other podcasts. It's in the Daily Wire. It says, fears of inflation hit highest levels on record. Chase CEO warns very good chance it's here to stay. And in the piece here is talking about the inflation is going up. They're not telling you why. They're not saying it's because of all the stimulus bills that we passed. Mm-mm. Why say that? Why state the obvious? Let me tell you what inflation means. And this is related to what I'm saying before. So I haven't just changed topics here. Inflation, what's it really saying? All inflation is another way of saying the U.S. dollar has devalued. So when you have inflation, it means that your dollar can buy less food. Have you gone to the store lately? Have you seen, you know, certain, you know, items have more, like chips have more air in it? The 1 liter bottles cost the same amount as the 2 liter bottles now, and 2 liter bottles cost more than it did before. It's inflation. They're putting less dishwasher packs, you know, in your Cascade packs. I probably should say Cascade, you know, on the air. I don't want to get sued. But you know, but they're pushing, you know, they're putting this is the devaluing of the currency. So this is all happening at one time. Devaluing the currency, as well as because their agenda is to crash the economy. To create a one world currency. And then, of course, at the same time, they have to destabilize the country with all this, you know, all these divisions so that they can, you know, so they can start a new world government to go along with the currency. You heard Obama say a global religion. Global religions may start behind this. Could be global, you know, a global espionage. With foreign adversary assets, meaning that, you know, that we will be the assets, and it's all suggestive. And you saw the piece in Breitbart where Biden wants the people to your coworker, your friends, your family, your girlfriend, your boyfriend to report you if they think that you're being radicalized in any way to cause violence, and they can easily suggest that without it even being true. So now we're walking out here, and they're trying to get the, you know, everything, the currency to collapse. And it's now saying, oh well, it might last a year. And if you read the piece, it's saying, well, it could last longer than a year. And they keep moving the goalposts because they already know it's coming. They planned this. Now watch this here. I'm gonna read one more article. This is from June. This is from this is actually old. But it tells you, you know, how long they've been planning. This is March 22nd of this year. Okay? About 3 months ago. This is from the Bloomberg Business Week division of their media outlet publication. Federal Reserve digital dollar push worries Wall Street. It doesn't. They're just saying that because they want you to think that, you know, there's pushback from the banks. The banks are being controlled by Wall Street. The banks and Wall Street are being controlled by the feds, the Federal Reserve. So they're not trying to push back. They don't have a choice but to go along with it or be removed from power, those who run those particular spaces. It says the financial services industry braced for what could be its biggest disruption in decades is about to get an early glimpse at the Federal Reserve's work on a new digital currency. It's not Bitcoin. Wall Street is not thrilled. Mm-hmm. Banks, credit card companies, and digital payment processes stop right there. We're in the fiat debt system. How is it that banks, credit card companies, and digital payment processes are not happy? They don't make money unless there's debt. That's just a sidebar. So this is how you can spot a fake narrative in the story. Banks, credit card companies, and digital payment processors are nervously watching. Yeah, right. The push to create an electronic alternative to the paper bills Americans carry in their wallets, or what some call a digital dollar, and others call it a Fed coin. You hear this? They want to create a new Federal Reserve coin that's 100% digital to replace the money that you have in your wallet. Haven't I not been telling all this? I've been telling you this for a long time. This is why they stole the election. This is why they did everything they've done to Trump in the last 4 years. This is why Trump did what he did to them in the last 4 years. Because he's trying to stop this. And they know this. As soon as July, officials at the Federal Reserve Bank of Boston and the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, which have been developing prototypes for a digital dollar platform, plan to unveil their research so that as early as next month, they could be unveiling their next, the prototype. So this is what, I'm not going to read too much more. I read the article before, I believe, at least some of it in the past. But I wanted to read it in this context again. Reread it in this context because I want you to understand that they're trying. This is their end game: a one world currency, a global society. They want it to be a one world government, and they have to basically subdue America. In the past, they felt as if they had to work with America. And then after, they realized that we're too strong, we're too full of patriots, they understood we have to destroy America. We must destroy America to have our one world government. They are too strong. Wow, we have the Constitution over here. And as long as we have that document and we won't let them shred it, then they're going to have a hard time pushing their agenda. Their agenda is to conquer everyone. To have you and me, your mother and my mother's dead, but have your mother and my, your father, your sisters, even your offspring. They care more so about your offspring. To raise them up in a society that is already controlled, already managed by the government. So that all they can do is, they don't have to tell them, hey, they don't have to beat the old way of thinking out of them. You put in critical race theory. You bring in division early. You begin to indoctrinate them through the school system so that they already grow up in a system of control. And you get them on board. You haven't noticed that the schools are designed the same way as prisons? They had the bell. The bell tells you when to go. The bell tells you when it's time to do anything. Just like in prison when they had that buzzer. And that means it's time to get back in your cell. Or to get out of your cell or whatever it is. Same thing, y'all. You don't have a lot of windows in most schools. I mean, it's the same system. You're controlled. You're 100% controlled. When you get up, you have to raise your hand and get up. It's not. I'm not saying that is a bad thing to learn how to submit to authority. But the point I'm making here is that they're already programming people to be prisoners. This is why people, you know, people go out there and get jobs. And more people leave high school and get jobs. Go to college, come out and get a job. You're trained to go out and get a job. You're programmed to go out and get a job. Very few of us are trained to go out there and start our own thing. So when you start your own business on a sidebar, you're usually shunned. Like, you're going to do that for real? You don't have a degree. You know what I mean? And they're going to try to challenge you on that. Because they're programmed to go out there and get a job. The masses. And that's all the school systems are. It is a massive indoctrination system to make you a robot, to make you submissive to their will. Don't question anything. And even they in the colleges and the schools, they don't even allow you to have a free thought anymore. They're now telling you what things are. There's no creativity. It's leaving the colleges. You have to go to a private school now to get some real training in creativity, free thought, because you're paying for it. Anything that's free is not free. If it's free, you're paying for it in other ways. Private schooling, you're paying for it. You get what you want. But we're almost there, y'all. The end of this is near. We're getting ready to see the proof of election fraud. And when it comes out, this will all be over. I'll see you tomorrow, y'all.